You might also like to go along to a new micro pub, which has just opened up in Newark. One of the men behind it is Duncan Neal. And we were talking, Duncan, weren't we, earlier on about how Real Ale is sort of making a re-emergence, getting more popular. More women are drinking it, which is great because it's expanding the market for the brewers, usually small brewers that make stuff like this. And you're getting it offered and suggested by restaurants and shops to drink with food. Now, this microbrewery, Newark's got its fair share of pubs, hasn't it? This micropub, I should say. What made you decide to make this sort of real effort and set up your own pub?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't take the credit, I suppose, for the original idea. It was one of my business partners, actually. Went to, it was the Camera AGM last year, 2009, in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
And the chap gave a talk there. He was the owner of the original concept of the micro pub,
yeah,
which is down in Herne Bay in Kent, the Butcher's Arms. And in a nutshell, he basically said, have you got 50 mates that drink real ale? If you have, you can set up a micro pub. And that was the seed was sown then. Obviously, what he did then is he roped in two of mutual friends with himself, and I came on board a lot later, actually. I did express an interest right from the word go, that if the opportunity ever arose,
yeah,
to get involved in this, or if anyone dropped out for whatever reason, I would be willing to step up to the mark, so to speak. They came to me a few weeks ago, really struggling slightly financially. The pub is in a beautiful setting. It's in a conservation area in the Swan and Salmon Yard, which is just off Castlegate in Newark, but more or less in the shadow of the castle itself.
It's a gorgeous... It really is a lovely part of Newark. I mean, Newark's pretty full stop, but...
Yeah, it is. It's in a lovely area, which is just coming towards the end of redevelopment, really. It's long been in need of redeveloping down there, and it's the happening end of town, I suppose, you'd like to say at the moment. But like these things, more often than not, they end up being a bit of a cash cow. They swallowed up a lot more money. They were dealing with heritage, with the local planners, conservation. Obviously, guidelines had to be stuck to. Everything started coming in more expensive than the original budget. So I suppose they sent out a bit of an SOS, really. So that gave me the opportunity, thankfully, to step up to the mark, help them out, get involved, which I'm so pleased about anyway, because we've all got a lot of confidence in this. You know, micro pub. Some people would raise their eyebrows, I suppose, at opening a pub up.
Especially in the current climate, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. But it's not a pub in the normal, traditional sense. This harks back to a bygone era, really, when you found there was lots of pubs, but also traditional ale houses. You could get an ale house licence. I know in Newark, 100 years ago, there was probably 64 pubs, many of which were ale houses, that just sold mild and bitter, literally from almost from someone's front room. It harps back to that sort of thing. You know, it's called Just Beer Micro Pub, and that's basically what it does. We sell cask ales, both locally and from around the country. We also do put on a traditional cider or perry as well alongside that, because they do go hand in hand with each other. Again, it's a traditional craft brewing process, really, that in many parts of the country has been in decline. You know, if people think of cider, they think straight away Herefordshire, Somerset.
Yeah.
But there are actually cider makers in Nottinghamshire.
And some good apples. The Bramley came from Nottinghamshire,
exactly,
didn't it?
So,
not that that's a cider apple, but really, is it? But, yeah.
No. But, so, you know, the concept was born out of that. Yes, we admit it's a niche market, but it's a growing niche market because of the expansion of real ales and the increase, literally month by month, of microbreweries. I mean, there's two opening up not 20 miles away from Newark over the next 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, that there's continually expansion on that. You know, it's, some people would say, yes, you're appealing to a niche market. We know we are, but that's a growing market. And there's a lot of people out there that still want to sit and have no distractions, to sit you know, in nice surroundings where conversation, the dying art of conversation, is still the main focal point, along with a good pint.
Duncan, I think it's a really good idea, and I think it's really interesting, so stay there and we'll have another quick chat about it in a few moments' time.